This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoors Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Mickey broke the record at Camp Benny's on oysters, about however many you can eat.
Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 40 years, and along with winning numerous national and local tournaments, Captain Mickey was recently inducted into the Saltwater Legends Hall of Fame.
The reason I broke the record is I don't think I had enough money in my pocket to pay for all of them. Because if you break the record, everybody with you eats free.
Now here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Jace and our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, the Belleville Meat Market, Angler U, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, it's 50 down on the island this morning. Feels like 46. Pretty breezy, and temperatures dropped with that reinforcement yesterday. So looks like down on the island today only a high of 56. Sunny skies, though, with a northeast wind 10 to 20. And then for tonight, a clear sky, low of 52, east northeast 10 to 15. And then for tomorrow, sunshine, high of 62, east winds 10 to 20. So a little bit of cooler weather. It's not real cold. It's definitely doable, except for the wind this morning. It's pretty breezy. Looking at tide predictions for today, these are Galveston Channel tides. We have a low at 2:18 p.m. this afternoon. It's an 0.1, and then a high tonight at 10:34 p.m. It's an 0.9. Sunrise this morning, 7:10 a.m. Sunset, 5:26 p.m., and our moon phase, 70% on the backside of a full moon. Right now, current winds, it's pretty much 20 to 22 just about everywhere, 19 out of the northeast at the North Jetty. Eagle Point is showing 21 out of the northeast, and up at the top of Complex, Morgan's Point is north at 7. So a little further inland you go, the less the wind is. But I noticed over around Louisiana this morning, over around the Venice area, they got a lot of strong winds, you know, up to 30 miles an hour. So pretty gusty over that way. Anyway. All right, well, let's go over to the Golden Triangle area and check in with Captain Bill Watkins this morning and see how he's doing. Good morning, Bill. What's going on?
Well, it's just a forecast, but last night when I went to bed, I looked at it, and it was supposed to be 5 miles an hour out of the northeast.
Well, supposed to be reality.
Yeah, I never did believe that anyway, but I got to go out there, so I'm going to go out there with a positive attitude, and I'm going to fish protected water.
So you're going to fish today in this, okay?
Yes, on one of the colder days of the year, but hey, no guts, no glory, right?
There you go. Go get them. Better you than me. It's nice and calm inside the studio this morning, warm and calm.
Yes, it is here in front of this wood heater, too.
Got your wood stove fired off this morning?
Oh, yeah, man. I've put some splinters in there, as my old cousin used to say, and pine, a lot of pine, and put a couple of chunks of oak on it. Yeah, buddy. That stuff burns. I got a ready supply of it from Hurricane Rita.
I bet you do.
There's some rich lighter pine out there. I mean, from trees that were, you know, 15, 16 inches thick.
Yeah.
Now they're down to about 8 inches. And it's just heart pine. And they're not even going to rot for a long, long time.
No.
Some of that stuff is so rich. Man. You split it and it really smells good.
Yes.
A lot of turpentine in there.
Lots of turpentine. Remember when you'd get hurt when you were a kid and your grandma would tell you to dip it in turpentine?
Yeah.
If you cut your finger or smash it or something, dip it in turpentine.
Well, yeah.
We're still alive.
Yeah, somehow. Some of those home remedies I worry about, but...
Them old times, my mama was smarter than we gave them credit to be.
Yeah, they were. My mama's favorite medicine was Vic Salve and Camphophonique.
I still use Camphophonique. I use it on my dog, too. It's good stuff.
There you go. Shoot, that was her magic cure-all.
Remember that that salve, that sulfur cream salve? Dabbed on me a lot. I don't know what the brand name of it was, but it was a sulfur based salve. And
yes,
good. Almost as good as salt water.
It was kind of black looking, right?
No, this was kind of a yellowy color.
Oh,
like it
wow!
It had so much sulfur in it; it was yellow.
I might not have had that daubed on me. I might have used a different one. When you get a ball or something, they'd put this black tar looking stuff on you that
right.
Draw it to a head, they call it. And it seemed like it worked. Man, that was... Oh, well, I guess some of those home remedies still work.
Yeah, old school medicine. Now we're into modern medicine.
Yeah, I'm not so sure how all that works out.
Well, I'll vouch for Neosporin. Boy, that's a miracle drug.
Yeah, that stuff does work.
Well, it pulls the pain out and it heals it twice as fast.
Yeah,
it's an antibody.
Sure seems to work.
Works good.
Yes.
Man.
Yeah, I'll use that. We've got that here.
You get those. You get those line cuts inside your joints on your hands.
And, yeah.
You know how hard they are to heal. Hey, I can put that stuff on and wrap that joint in a Band-Aid. And the next day I can... Remember when you can close your fist and it doesn't hurt. But used to before I started using that. Oh, man, it'd take 2 or 3 days to get your hands back in shape.
You know what I use on that sometimes? Skin glue.
Oh, yeah, like the bowlers use that liquid skin.
Yeah.
New skin.
Yeah.
I think they call it new skin.
New skin, yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff, too.
You get a line cut.
It'll keep it clean, won't let anything get in it.
Yeah, that'll help you keep that knob down there and let it dry. And, I mean, it stings like everything you'd want it to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to have it stinging, you know, that's what you need to to think about when you put that stuff on. It's, if it hurts, it's healing.
That's what they used to say.
Sure does.
Might as well just throw salt in the wound or alcohol in it. If it hurts, it's going to heal. Remember the old monkey blood, methylate?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Somewhere around this house, we've got some of that.
Man, I haven't seen that.
We use Neosporin and a Band-Aid a lot.
Right.
Get a little cut, something like that. If I get just a little joint cut, I'll put that new skin on there. That gets me through the day, you know.
Yeah.
I tried some spray once, and it didn't work out too good. You just get it everywhere, you know. It gets on everything else that you're not supposed to get it on.
Boy, and for burns, nothing work better than good old aloe vera.
Yeah. Yeah, the straight-up stuff.
Yeah.
We keep a plant here during the summer, and, you know, I think it's still alive out there right now. I don't know if it's killed or not. Yeah, we'll keep it on the porch, so it's, keep it watered. And that stuff, there ain't nothing better for a sunburn.
I'm telling you.
Man, I mean it. Well, how about a fishing report?
I'll take it.
We've talked about home remedies. Well, I think I'm pretty well not sure what I'm going to do this morning, but I'm going to figure it out one way or another. I've determined that the live scope can be a detriment to your equipment. I mean, it can mess you up as good as it can put fish in the boat. If you put that thing over and swing it around and you don't see anything, those fish might have moved over there a little bit and you might not even find them. And you take off and leave. And I'm just, you know, so far I'm thinking that I probably need one, but I probably don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of in between.
I'm betwixt and between because one thing, I'd have to mount it to the side of the boat with that center console, because I can't have three people and me up on the bow trying to see that thing. I'd have to actually just shine it around and off the side of the boat. I'd have to have it wired to the transducer on a pole on the side of the boat by the console, and have to mount the thing on the console, because that's the only way I could actually utilize it in a guide situation. That way, but nobody would be able to see it except the guy beside me or the guy behind me. I could shine it around and say, hey, throw over here.
Yeah.
But there's an awful lot of fish in salt water that can confuse you. So I'm just, you know, I'm twixt in between on it. I can see a lot of good applications for it, but at the same time, I'm not sure that it would help me to find fish.
Yeah, it just depends on how you fish, too, whether that thing comes into play or not.
Yeah, it does. Now, if you're a fisherman that fishes by yourself or just one other person, and you're up there on the nose and you can put that thing on a trolling motor or you can mount it on the trolling motor, that could be a really neat too.
Yeah.
But in a guide situation, you know, I've usually got so many people in the boat, everybody can't be looking at it. And I think it might be it might cramp my style.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think I can see those fish anyway. In my mind, I think I can see those fish.
Right.
I pretty well know how they position, and you know, trout especially, and redfish. You know, they'll show themselves a lot, even in the wintertime. You'll see them.
Mm-hmm.
They move around a little bit. You have the experience that you have. You can pretty well tell where they're going to be, and I actually think that I can see those fish in my head, you know. You know what I'm talking about. You understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, you can visualize
it. It's hard to describe.
Your imagination, you kind of have an idea. Let me do this break right quick. Hang on, Bill. I'll be right back. Well, folks, if you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, well, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. Bring your friends, your clients, and let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything for you, from five-star lodging, skeet shooting, and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. And your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. And if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 or host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today, rustyhookranch.com. That's rustyhookranch.com, and tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right. It's 418 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bill, we're back.
Boy, I like Santana.
Yes,
that's
who doesn't?
Good stuff.
Yeah, man. You know, you're kind of... I'm looking at the wind map, and you're between us and Calcasieu. Calcasieu's showing a 25-mile-an-hour wind over there at around Monkey Island. And over your way, Texas Point is showing a 11-mile-an-hour wind. And then even calmer up in the lake. And then over here at Galveston, we're all 20, 22s. So that's kind of strange.
Yeah, it's kind of... I looked at the NOAA wind report while we're on the break, and it showed 5 to 10, which means it would gust to 15.
Yeah,
add the two together. That's what I always do.
Thing about it, you know, today may be a day to fish like bayous and rivers and stuff like that. Drop offs, ledges, drains.
Yeah, I'm gonna be fishing the upper channel up there somewhere, try to get off the open water best I can.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I can find a lot of trout. Just getting them to bite might be a little difficult at first till it warms up a little, but who knows? A lot of times you can fish deep water like in those bigger bios, and you can actually have birds working at daylight.
Sure.
You know, and they'll work for a little while. And maybe they'll spot you off, you know, on some fish through the day. Or maybe the birds won't work at all, and maybe I'll just go down the bank and drag it in deep water, you know, 9 to 11 feet, 12 feet.
Yeah.
Just depends on how they're positioned. And I'll figure that out pretty quick because... you know, high pressure affects trout a little bit. It almost affects them as much as it does bass. You know, it bothers them a little.
Yeah, fish but with bigger swim bladders, it affects them more.
Yeah, seems like that. But if you figure out where they're positioned, and then, you know, that might change during the day. Then the sun might warm it up a little bit, and they might come up and, you know, get in 4 to 6 foot of water, or they might be down around 11, 12 foot near the bottom. You know, just kind of depends on what you see. And your color graph is a real good tool for that. You can see bait balls, shad balls, and stuff like that. And there's still a few little shrimp left in there, you know, in those upper bios and right out. I would almost tend to go to the Louisiana side today, but I think that front come in out of the northwest.
And yeah, it did.
If it did, and that would have torn the water up a little bit. So I'm gonna opt for going on the Texas side today in some protected water. Now, I don't think the north levee wall will be good if it blows 15 knots out there.
Northeast, that won't
work. Yeah, northeast, that'll wreck that. So
northeast wind used to drive me nuts over at Sabine when I used to fish it a lot.
Oh, yeah. And that's totally, that's Coffee Ground Cove. That's where you need to go. And
rabbits.
Sabine. Yeah, there's a few fish still left in the mouth of the Sabine over there, but contacting them has been a little difficult. So, you know, it's a little bit of fresh water in there mixing. It's a little iffy, you know. Not that much coming down the rivers, but, you know, we had some local rain. And that, you know, 4 inches or so. And that puts a little fresh water in there. You kind of have to wait till that settles out. But I had a friend go over there the other day to Blacks in that area, and he caught a few fish, but it wasn't anything exciting. So and he's a good fisherman too. You know, I kind of swing on reports like that. But I don't listen to everybody.
No. You can't believe everybody.
You can't believe everybody, and people will make up stories. Oh, my. But if you get
some
one that likes
to talk about... I've ever known in my life are fishermen.
That's right. And in tournament fishing, you meet the very worst and the very best.
Oh, yeah.
And the very best just won't tell you anything, and the very worst will lie to you just to throw you off.
Yeah, that's...
So that's what you run into.
Do your own thing.
You got to do it on your own.
That's
it. You're not going to make it. You got to figure it out on yourself. You know, it's really hard to get on somebody else's
chasing,
fish.
Yeah, chasing reports is like a dog chasing his tail, going nowhere.
So I have two or three key people that I can call and get a little bit of information from, and you know, even that I have to kind of read between the lines sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
But you just got to go out there and figure it out for yourself, or you're not going to survive.
Nope.
And I might not survive today, but I bet you that there's still fish where I'm going. I'm thinking they should still be there, because the weather hasn't really changed that much. Water temperature. What's water temperature this morning?
I don't have a reading this morning.
Yeah, I figure it's probably about 50, 56. Still right where it was, really. And that'll be okay.
I'm good as long as it's not, you know, 42 or less. I'm good to go.
Yeah, I usually don't even go when it's 42. I just say, no.
Why would I say that? I think I had a stellar day, an unbelievable day, wading that Louisiana side over there in your backyard years back, and it was 42 degrees, and you couldn't work your lure fast enough. They were slamming corkies and fat boys like crazy.
That's a funny thing.
Blog just texted me and said it was 61 over here.
Okay, well, shoot. That's good. All right. Well, I think I'll be okay then.
I just got another text came in. The listener wanted to know, he knows you shoot a 7mm 08, but ask Bill what scope he uses on that gun.
Well, I have a Zeiss.
Good scope.
And one of my rifles, I have a Zeiss 3x9. On the other one, I have on my Merkle single shot, I've got a Swarovski.
Yeah.
That's a 3.5-10, and that scope is bulletproof. I mean, wow. You can pull that rifle out of the box and just take it hunting with confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you can rattle it around and throw the case around and...
Well, you probably got good scope mounts on it. You know, that's the key, is to have excellent scope mounts to put your scope in.
Yeah, you know, that Merkle rifle has excellent, excellent scope mounts. You can take that scope off. You can undo the little knobs on the side and remove the scope from the rifle and put it back on, and it won't change the point of impact over a half inch.
Yeah.
It's one of the most
good
precision
mounts in a good glass like that. I mean, you can do that. Get by with it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... quality is the way to go on scopes. And I've had real, real good luck with my Zeiss scopes. I've got several of those, and they're really good scopes.
I don't have the
HDs, but
right.
Mine are the older. I've got on my 270, I've got a 4.5-14. And man, you talk about rock solid. That booger, it's rock solid too. That's a little bit heavy for me nowadays. I prefer to hunt with my lightweight rifles, but between a Zeiss and a Swarovski, I think I'd give the Swarovski a slight edge, but not much.
Right.
They're just
Zeiss
they're
is
really
good,
good
optics,
scope.
You know that Leupold, Zeiss, Swarovski.
Yeah, Leupold's good. I've got a friend that swears by Leupold. He never has.
And
problems.
I'll tell you what, I'm liking. I put one on my 6.8 SPC, and it was a Vortex Viper HD, and with a ballistic reticle and all that, and man, that thing is sweet. I mean, it's just as clean and clear, you know, with a 30-millimeter tube, you let a lot of light in for low light conditions, and it's
yeah.
clear and clean, just like Zeiss and everything else.
Yeah, Vortex. I'm hearing some good stuff. Yeah, I'm hearing
yeah.
some good stuff about Vortex.
It's held up real nice. It's never been off. I've had it on that rifle, I don't know, 4 or 5 years now. Still dead on. Well, I'll know when I get down to Blaine's. I'll check all my guns and make sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to do that.
Send one down there and hit the gong at 300. You know you're on.
That's right. Yeah, buddy.
Enough.
I don't have a place to shoot that I can shoot that long a range.
Man,
anymore.
Blaine's got a nice rifle range at his place with a good shooting table, and he's got all the rest and, you know, ear protection, and he's got gongs at 200 and 300, and then, you know, paper target setups, 100, 200, and 300. And
that's nice. That's the right way to do it. Y'all have some long shots down there.
Yeah, in South Texas, you gotta be prepared to make a 300-yard shot.
Yeah.
At least 200. And then sometimes you'll get one in at 100. You just, you know, especially in a rut, you never know. I've had them walk right under the blind on a doe in a rut, shoot him with a pistol, pull your 45 out and shoot him on top of the head.
Yeah.
They get real dumb during a rut, man.
They do, you know, just like they're just like we are.
Oh yeah, like the gillies on a Saturday night.
Yeah, make you do stupid stuff. Oh shoot, boy!
Human
well,
nature.
I guess I'm.
You better start getting ready, layering up.
Yeah,
getting
I'm
ready to go out.
I'm already dressed.
Do
hey,
your
man.
Thing, brother. All right,
yeah,
Bill. Well, I wish you the best of luck today. I know you'll get them.
Yeah, I believe so.
You got to.
Anyway, I'll give my number.
All right, bud.
409-673-9211. That'll get you there.
You got it, man. Bill, have a good weekend, and I'll talk to you next year.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. I'm out here after
tomorrow.
I'm going hunting.
Well, good luck, buddy.
I'll talk to you on January the 2nd.
All right. Good
All
deal.
Right, buddy. Have a good one. Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you, bud.
Later, man. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, and you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery, and there's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item and can't wait on those long deliveries, their sales team has a combined experience of over 100 years, and they're here to support you from start to finish. Whether you're on a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction, Allied has you covered. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or go to sales at alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right. 437 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Lake Conroe. Let's check in with our good friend, the fish dude, old Richard Tosh. Hey, Richard, what's up this morning, bud?
Not a lot, Mickey. How you doing this morning?
Not a lot. I'm doing good. It's all right.
Good deal. Still chilling up here, though, man. I tell you what, it's cold as it can be.
It's in the 30s up your way this morning.
Right at 30, I guarantee you. So yep. It's Nice and chilly out, but I'll tell you what, them hybrids did good yesterday, so I can't complain about that.
Boy, you've been kind of struggling with them. It got a little cooler and lit off for you, huh?
I know. Well, mainly that sun popped out. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, you were telling me out the other day, man, a good, bright, sunny sky, they like it.
I'll tell you what, it's amazing how they do that, and I don't get it. You know, they'll school up tighter whenever the sun's out and stuff. When it's cloud covered, they just don't stay bunched up. And
yeah,
like yesterday we started out. You know, I just changed up where I normally got one little area. I catch a lot of bigger ones this time of year, and I go straight to it and I sit there and kind of camp on it a little while. Well, yesterday I decided to change up a little bit, move around and kind of look at some different creek mouths, and that's what it is in the mouths of these creeks. Those fish and the bait are starting to pile up in the mouths of them, and not really in the backs yet. So as they do that, I just kind of follow them around, and man, I ran into some big wads of bait, and I thought, well, the fish will show up if the bait's here. They're going to show up. So I took and we stopped and kind of sat down on this one area. You know, it's not very big, but probably about 50 acres, I'd say, and so sit down on them, and then all of a sudden we'd get two of them on, and go a little bit further, and then get two more on, and then a little bit further, get two more on. Finally, I decided, well, let's go to where I've been catching them, and it's what it is. There's this old set of railroad tracks out there, and they kind of hang next to them railroad tracks, and I just headed towards them, and sure enough, there's a big old pile of them down there, and I said, well, there they are right there. So we just spotlocked on them and sat right there, and they just lit off on us, and we'd catch two or three at a time. Then finally they said, hey, let's go catch some catfish. And we only had like 30 minutes left. We was going to be fishing anyway. So I said, let's go see how many we can get real quick. And we got 44 in 30 minutes. So that's a pretty good average.
Yeah, that's pretty quick.
those catfish are just going nuts right now. I mean, good night. They're crazy.
Catch any big ones in this cooler weather?
Well, you know, the day before, I caught that one about 40, and then yesterday. Yes, sir. I actually took him weighted in because he looked a whole lot bigger than what he was. So I got it to weight on some official scales. I guarantee you. And then yesterday, after I got them off the boat, I said, well, let me go back and catch me a few more for dinner, you know. So I went back out. I mean, they were biting so dang quick, I couldn't pass it up. So I went back out and sat there and caught one about 20. So I caught a 40 day before and then a 20 yesterday. It's like, good night. You know, the big ones are still out there. So it's one of them things. And it's on that spot that I made with them culverts. You know, it looked like a big old caterpillar. You remember years ago I dumped that story out.
Yeah.
Yep. Dumped it out for crappie, and the dang crappie never really moved.
They moved right.
I'll tell you what, that's crazy how they did that.
Structure, man. Love structure.
There is no doubt about it. I mean, it really doesn't make any difference what kind. You know, the crappie fishing, though, I know there's some guys out there catching them right now, but I know they're loading up with eggs and stuff like that. So I'm just staying off of them. I'm wanting them to make a difference. That's the thing. I just want them to make a comeback so good, so hard. It's unreal, you know. Cause it's been so many years since they've done really good, and
you had so much habitat loss in that lake with all your grass and everything you cover. That's hurt the crop tremendously.
It has, and then you know, and then the just fishing pressure from when COVID came through, you know, that got a lot of them too, because it's
all the bait camps run out of menace.
Yeah, you know, there's a problem.
All you need to know about the pressure it was on crappie during COVID. That was crazy.
I guarantee it's absolutely amazing how that happened, and you know, everybody, and I've talked about it before, everybody thinks Conroe's a big lake. It's not a big lake. It's a small lake. So, you know, whenever you're talking about a lake the size of Conroe and everybody out there crappie fishing on a daily basis during the spawn, they're taking all those females that are loaded up with eggs out and taking them home and eating them. It takes a while for them to come back, but I really think and I hope that this year is going to be a really good year. You know, whenever I do start in April, when I start fishing for them, I really think they're going to make a good comeback. So, you know, that's my hope anyway, you know, and because every time I think of crappie fishing, I think you go out and catch hundreds of them, you know. You don't just go out and catch 10 or 15 of them and then have to work for that. So it's just, you know, that's me. You know, if I'm going to go crappie fishing, I want to make sure we catch a bunch, because that's what everybody always thinks. You know, I want to take my grandkids crappie fishing. Well, no, you really don't. Not on Conroe, you know, because you take them kids out there like that, they're going to have to work for them, and they're not going to be that into it. You won't take them catfishing on Conroe, because there's millions of them out there. You catch a bunch of them. But if the crappie do make a comeback what I'm thinking they're going to do this year, then it's going to be good. I'm going to love it. Everybody else is going to love it too. So it's just one of them things. So I'm ready. That's the main thing.
Said, ask Richard what's the biggest blue cat he's ever seen caught on Lake Conroe.
Well, the biggest one that I've ever caught out of there was the official weight, not mine, but a guy caught one that weighed 67. I think that's the lake record. But I've had one that I I didn't weigh it because I didn't want to kill it. And back then, the only way to weigh them was take them to a feed store. And once you do that, you kill those fish.
Yeah.
But I've had one that I think was close to 100 pounds. It was huge. I mean, that was one of the biggest fish I've ever seen come out of Lake Conroe. Now I've caught some 50s out of Livingston before, but that's a common thing. There's a bunch of them over there. So
yeah,
it's as a matter of fact, one of the last
that's a
big
lot
ones.
Of babies.
Yeah, they do. And then the thing is like what people don't realize is just like with the Sherry Lunker program on the bass. The theory was years ago, big fish make more big fish. So, and that's proven to be a fact with the bass. So, and just like with hunting, if you get the right genetics out there, you get the right animals that show up and they start growing bigger instead of, getting a bad set of genetics like in deer, where you get
right.
all these funky little horn animals out there and then next thing that's all you got. But if you start maintaining them and managing them right, you get the bigger stuff out there and it just becomes a common place where that's what you got is bigger animals that just like bigger fish. So because they had that, the Sherry Lunker program had that 13 something that was caught out of Conroe, and they genetically linked it to a fish that was caught out of I think it was Ray Roberts up there around right. Dallas that was 13 something also, so that was genetically linked that way from the Sherry Lunker program, because that's what they do is they'll take those in the bass world, they'll take those Sherry Lunkers, spawn them out, and then they distribute the eggs to various lakes throughout the state, and then they return that fish back to its home lake. So,
right.
Like that 13 pounder was returned back to Conroe, and the eggs are distributed. Some of them went to Conroe, some of them went to other lakes throughout the state. But that's what the purpose of it is try to get these bigger bass into these lakes and stuff. And it does make a difference, because it's like I said, they've genetically linked that fish to another one that was released. So that's a good thing, It's weird how they do all that stuff anymore, and I'm not that smart, but I do know that it works. So that's what I like seeing, right. And then just trying to take care of it, like the crappie, for example, just trying to take care of the population and leave them alone as much as you can whenever you are during the spawn. You don't want to go yeah. out there and go for limits every day. You don't want to. Do stuff like that. If you're going to be out there fishing when they're spawning or whatever, you go out there and you catch what you need. Don't just go catch a bunch of limits, because that's like Vince and I were talking yesterday at the marina, and there's a few years ago there was some knucklehead up on the north end of the lake cast netting crappie, which is totally illegal. I think they caught him with like 500 of them. What the heck? I mean, come on, dude.
Yeah, that's you hate hearing that stuff. But there's people that do it. And they don't think they'll ever get caught.
Yeah, I know it.
Part where they do get caught. That's good.
That's exactly right. Then they need to bury them under the jail. I mean, that's good night.
That's just a waste of resource. That's pathetic. All right, Richard, I got to run, buddy. If somebody wants to call you about fishing with you on Conroe, give them some info how they can get a hold of you, man.
All right, Mickey, anyone can get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, Richard. Have a good weekend, and have you a Merry Christmas. I'll talk to you next year.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you have a good birthday. I'm sure you're going hunting again.
We're going to give it all we got, buddy.
There you go, brother.
All right, dog. All right. See you, man.
All right.
Later.
Bye-bye.
All right, now let's go down to Matagorda and check in with Captain Charlie P. this morning. Charlie Paradosky, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Mickey.
Hey, buddy. How you percolating?
I'm resting up. I'm been fishing hard for 3 or 4 months and
had
to rest up a little bit.
You're pretty awesome for an old timer, I'll tell you that. Still mad at him. Can't get enough.
Fished every day this week on the backside of this full moon, and it was pretty good.
Yeah, you had a pretty good week, huh?
Yeah. The slowest day was yesterday, and still caught about 30 good trout, 5 reds, and not bad. Not bad.
I'm glad.
It has been good.
That's good to hear. Get any big ones yesterday?
No, nothing over 23.
Yeah.
After that that moon fell out of the sky, we started pecking on them, and they were all like 21 to 23. Might have had a 24, but no big ones yesterday. No, I think the best day was Wednesday.
Yeah,
it was Wednesday.
That was Wednesday when you caught all them good ones.
Yeah. But every day I've been catching a few of them.
What's been your go-to bait? What are you throwing, rat tails or swim baits?
Rat tails.
Good old bass assassins.
Yeah, and opening night's been the best for me.
Dark black.
No, opening night's that.
I'm thinking of something. I don't know why I've come up with that. Opening night's that kind of pearly, shiny-looking one.
Yeah,
incandescent-looking thing.
Yeah, it works good when that sun's up.
I'm thinking morning glory.
right. Yeah, but, you know, everybody's been throwing different colors and playing around. But you just, you're grinding on them. You know, you're not, I did see birds working yesterday, and not a lot. As soon as you pull up to them, they break up.
Yeah.
And the fish weren't as big underneath them. You know, you would get a red here and there, but... That's really the first bird activity I've seen in a while.
Right.
Yeah. I don't, did catch a big gulf trout yesterday.
Well, that's
one.
That's a, surprise, surprise.
Yeah. No, it's been good. It's been good. You know, January and February are two of the best months, too, but, you know, the booking slow down.
Yeah.
So. When they call, we'll go.
That's it.
Other than that, I need to rest up a little bit, slow down.
Yeah. I'm going to hit it hard in the next few days.
You're getting ready to have a good time for a week.
Yeah, I'm going to get after it. Long deserved.
Long time coming, too.
Need a change in action and scenery.
Yeah. It's a shame you don't have a good cold front coming. It looks like it's going to be mild weather all the way through.
Yeah.
Tear them birds up.
Well, there's plenty.
Tear them up. Yep. Yep.
Well, I got a guy I promised that. I'd bring him a bag of quail. I probably won't kill any quail now. he loves wild quail, man. He didn't ever have time to hunt. I said, I'll get you a bag of them.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, quail's hard to beat.
Good stuff, yeah.
Bird. What does Cliff Webb call them? Nature's nacho or something like that?
Yeah. Yep. Yes, sir.
Well, it's been kind of a weird year, but a better year on fishing. You know, it's just everything's been kind of late. And hopefully
well,
it doesn't
I really
get cold.
I think, you know, these limits, the way they put them, is really working out good.
And, it, you know, and it's early to tell yet. It hadn't even been a year yet since we went into those limits, so.
Yeah. I know there were, you know, down south, there were, abiding by it, or you know, cutting back more than we were, and
right.
I guess they're catching bigger fish than us down there. I don't know. We got some big ones here too.
Good fish down there, man.
Yeah, You know, I can tell a lot of the hardcore fishermen that were here are there now.
Yeah.
So, I think that's good. We don't have the pressure down here, Mickey. They're fishing. There was quite a few boats out yesterday, and it's always like that, Fridays and Saturdays, mm-hmm. and then you can go Sunday, and there's nobody out there.
Well, Friday's the new Saturday, and yeah. Saturday's the old Sundays, and Sundays
That's right.
are just, you know, everybody regrouping, getting ready back for, you know, get back to their work week.
Yep, that is correct.
Oh, well. All right, Charlie, if somebody wants to give you a call and get with you and get some of this good winter fishing in, how do they get a hold of you, man?
Call me on my cell phone, 713-725-2401. And I wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and you have a good time on your hunting trip, Mickey.
You too, Charlie. Thank you, buddy. I'll see you next year.
Take care.
Later. All right, that's All right. Captain Charlie P. in Matagorda. Time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.